That's the main purpose, really, what they're trying to catch, what people were saying. This, the report is for what people were saying, not what committees say. Of course, people, if they speak, there are hundreds. You can't capture all the hundreds. They're captured by the video. The video is there. Those who want to see video, what was people say, they were introducing themselves anyway. I'm Mandla Mthunu, I'm a professor of anthropology, I'm a professor of science. This is my view on this issue, just to ensure that people, we know who says what, for the purposes of recording and having a discussion. There's a detailed video for that, who those who want to know. The report is captured in the essence, not the letter of everyone who are saying. What is the essence of what people are saying? That's what we are trying to do. These are views, not of the committee. These are views of communities. We've got different views, in fact, from the views of communities. But as we deal it clause by clause, we have to take care of what the community are saying in order for us to have a clear bill that can capture what people are saying. And the Demasibe was just raising a point, really. Then they go, it doesn't work anymore. But the point that was raised, Professor, that it is possible for Max Kunuin to have a Kosum Kun, which by Naban put about power, Kansuin Kosum Kun, or work. How about no, I'll see Inkosi, but they challenged it. Inkosi, but you're not here, but they challenged that because that's going by party arms. And that's an issue that is raised by the bill and the people who are raising Amakosi Lakun. But the band to general, they like that, but Amakosi, because the bill is, but you understand why Amakosi, I'm much more unwilling to accept it. But general people, they're taking a view. That I'm a South African citizen, I got equal right against anyone. If I don't want to be in Alexander, I can move to another ward. And then if in that ward, I don't like the council, I don't want the council. I can't have a king telling me what I should do if I'm not paying allegiance. That's an issue, really, that you must assist us as we deal with clause by clause. Yeah. Guiding principle, colleagues, I think is fine. The land issue, anyway, just to cover also, the land issue was a big issue. And then all of us, we agree with people who take it to processes of land, of institution, claims, they must do that. They make an appeal, all of them anyway, to his and everyone, that any cut-off before 1652 is excluding them. Because they were dispossessed earlier than many of us were dispossessed. So that thing, they were raising that issue. And I think they will continuously raise this thing. So they were raising an issue though, because it's very cool, I think we've answered that. That Ikona na inkosi engena ndawo yayo. We're answering it, kuthi akhona amakhosi amaningi, but awana ndawo. But amakhosi kaba. Inkosi yo kwakuyinkosi kudala, inkosi yakwaNgqoma. Ayinandawo inkosi yakwaNgqoma. But inkosi ihlala eDanda. Doesn't work that. But that's the point that people were raising in general. That point that we're raising. I think on the guiding principles, those are issues that were raised there. Leadership and governance, the community issue was raised at that stage. To call us communities, maybe it's very problematic, but it's not a fundamental issue really that we think was raised on that issue. And then the next stage, they were raising the issue of the recognition that they shouldn't be treated differently. If the current African traditional leaders, who don't have to go through a long process of being just for recognition purposes. And then they were raising this thing that they have made some proposals there. And I think colleagues, they will read the entire page and find out what they were proposing there. But they have captured exactly what the COI cancel issue was. And then, of course, there will always be accusation by Joe about the Black Authorities Act of 1951, 1947 issues. They raised it really, generally speaking, to say, you mustn't draft a bill that reinforces the apartheid laws, the apartheid demarcation of boundaries of this, because it violates the right of people. There's no rural citizenship and all point that we're raising is that one. And I think we'll deal with that one. And part two of the issues there, I think that general and also, I think it's page 7 of 14. Page 7 of 14, there's an issue that, that is raised. Hopefully, Professor, there's bullet 2 from the bottom. I think yourself, you are going to look at this one, because they were raising issue that is, I think, is a valid point. General, that if we were dispersed 400 years ago, it's difficult sometimes even to trace your history. If the Mkunus were dispersed 400 years ago, surely today wouldn't trace everything. And then also there were not a written history. There is a lot of things that this recognition, it can be very problematic unless it's managed correctly. And then I think the department and others should look at that one and assist as we go to the clause by clause. And 7 of 14, last bullet, point 6, part 2. Baja, that's the point that we raised. General is about salaries. We shouldn't have Baja earning 17 million rand and only cost to Melham who earn 5,000 rand. I think the point that we're raising for that it should be rationality in whatever we are doing. And then if we don't do that, of course, they promise that visiting the court will be easy for them. If there's discrimination that they see in terms of the bills, another issue. And then I think also in post you look at the one that's there, paragraph 1 of page 8 to 14. Just look at the issue of paramount chiefs and all that, because it's an issue that you have. As we deal with it clause by clause, I think would be Babus Hall and the team from the department who look at it seriously. We mustn't take this thing for granted, because people can take us to court. And then the court general, we must explain ourselves what was the rationality that we applied for this. And we can't just say, court, we think we are interfering with politics. They will raise some of these issues, and I think we should prepare ourselves well, and if there are better wording, then we should use the better wording that people accept, broadly speaking. That area, until section 15, of course, the issue of the premiums were raised, really. In fact, almost all public hearings, people who participated generally, who are coins, and I'm not talking about Mshatruz, there's no issue there. But the coins and people who are raising the issue of the premier. That this thing was being recognized by the premier, giving you a certificate that now we are a traditional leader in Kosi is very problematic. And therefore, they consider the minister or another committee that can be set up of a very expert, experienced people about their own cultures and tradition. And maybe it's an issue that can be raised. Traditional council also has an issue, really. I think Kamakoza, Bamtebeku, Nyachembala, Pabuapo, Paksebekulu is 60-40 now already. Traditional council is 60-40. I got the. Is there? It's 60-40. Okay. 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 In terms of the case that then legislation, regulation, and legislation on that. But there's a strong, the view that was raised that all of us must debate is that it can't be 60-40. Unelected at least should be 40%. The elected one, 60%. I think the point really says that if there's one Kosum Kun, why should we have 60% here in Kosum Kun? Nabantuan, Abasep Kosum. and the entire people who are past their citizenship, residency of that area, about 40%. I think it's about decision-making processes that we're raising. I think general people want to ensure that Amakhosi doesn't take decision without consultation. There should be proper democratic practices in these areas, persuasion for Amakhosi to take decision on that. But yesterday was raised, Laura. The 40% already that is there, Amakhosi were raising it yesterday as talk. That the 40% that is there already, they see themselves as not part of the traditional council. They are there to do oversight over Amakhosi. And then it seems that tensions already, the 40% that is there, already where they are, this traditional council, they see themselves as members of parliament who are conducting oversight over Amakhosi. They call Amakhosi to come and account. But by part, they should be part and parcel of the traditional council, all of them. Amakhosi yesterday were raising it. But generally, the issue that the NGO sector, civil society, broadly speaking, they make some point on this issue. I think Professor and Babu's thought is an issue that we must address as we deal with the clause by clause. At the political level, what do you think about it? Because several could, your own experience there will assist us really. Whether we can't have 60-40, the elected one is 40, and then the elected one is 60, the appointed one by Inkosi, Nabantu. And then also there was a creative view that Amakhosi were raising yesterday, Babu Strong. That you can also call Abantu a village bonke. Inkosi is the resident now, and I'm Maduleka, who were part of the traditional council at 40%. But doing that publicly, rather than Inkosi is the Nebuglai one, the Kokasiayo. Generally, we think that there are many ways of doing this in a democratic way without causing harm to the society. I think Amakhosi yesterday also, they were raising some of those points later on, so we must consider it. Those are issues that were raised. The auditor general, they were raising a point that they shouldn't mention paper, but they must account. But some of them are very small, traditional accounts. 10 or 14, no bigger issue in terms of what people were saying there. They were capturing really the issue that there is. Of course, it's an issue that Babu Sore must deal with it. Because there is a little bit of some confusion the way communities were raising that in the local the metro, where there are Khoi and San communities. They will have their Khoi and San house, and then the other African leaders there will have their own house. And then it's something that we must be very clear as we deal with it. Once they've established their council, they will be part and parcel of the bigger traditional house of traditional leaders. They won't have their house separately, and then have other house, because otherwise it would be a bigger problem. But in their view and their sense anyway, they were articulating this way. It's very important for us to explain it to them a little bit better, because it can cause a bit of confusion. Page 10, is any issue there that is very serious? We are just taking critical issues, because that's where political report that captures what people say. We can't say a person says this, not didn't say this. General is not about that. It's just a report for us to guide us for the clause by clause. Page 11 of 14 is an issue that I've just explained, Babu Stoll and Professor, that we must be very clear in our field, General, that once all houses, people who go through a metro is a house of traditional leaders. It's not Khoi and San. It's just a house of traditional leaders. I think we must be clear in our field general. Because the impression that I got there, they thought that they would be like that in the national. They would have their own house, they would have their own parliament, then they would join other houses, because it can cause unnecessary confusion. in terms of how we want to articulate it. I think they were raising those issues there. Any issue there that is missing in terms of our understanding of the critical issues? Of course, after we have looked at the impact in terms of the resources, financial impact on this, we will also address some of Section 35 of the bill and see how it is working. Label, you want to be a traditional leader now. Of course, we have a couple of things now we can elect traditional leaders, democratic. Then the Utini has a lot of them, then Yapela. From Keta, the man. You must know, so what was not 60%, more was that there was a good charity decision here. Sis Mukhale. I think we have read a report from Kenya about the role of traditional leaders, the gap that they created when we formed local government. It would be a good idea, those who are doing research, also to look at it. There's a critique of why, how the problem was created. That is, during the time when the traditional leaders were working very well, there were no wars among the tribesmen. Because the Amakhosi were able to mediate and consolidate and then able to say how we deal with water issues, you know, that gets water. And then we got rid of Amakhosi. And but I'm talking about Kenyan research. And then nowadays local government is there, but they can't regulate how we use water, and then tribes they are fighting daily over scarce resources. The point that the professor is raising is that don't destroy what is existing if you don't replace it with something that is going to work. That's the point that you are raising. And then now, the Kenyan people there, the Masaias, the Tukanas, every day, and they got guns, you know, just a small thing, big guns. And then, of course, we're able to say, but you can't use water this way, use water this way. People generally were respecting that. And then they're gone now, the councillors can't know what to do. You are raising an issue, General, that traditional leadership, Babungu Baba, Nkosi, Sebeku, I was with seven, I might handle seven. That we shouldn't remove what is working and replace with something that is not going to work. We can propose, promote instability. The northern Kenya today is a problem because the drought and the scarcity of water are not the first time they experience the drought there. They've been fierce, but the Amakhosi we're able to meet and say, let us use this water this way, generally. And then councillors came in, they got no clue how to deal with this matter. And then the war there is almost now a bigger problem for national security. I'm not raising this thing because some of us who are progressive sometimes we think these are very backward people. They got no role to play. And then unless we read all research in society in general, I think we can also make mistakes. Get rid of all our courses in South Africa. Suddenly no one can assist us to have stability in rural areas. No stability in rural areas, people are doing what they like. And then, but it's a research anyway, it's not a fighting. Surely there will be other research that are countering that, but generally, we must work on that situation. Let us proceed, colleagues. Well, 14, there's part 3 there, there's part 4. I think those are issues that were raised really by communities. Advisory committee, I think it was accepted broadly by communities, which is they need this. So some revivalist movement members are opposed to anything that is going to subject them to screening. Because point in time they raised an issue though that they have been dispersed for 400 years culture, their tradition, etc. Fear. They must be protected from those ones who hijack their genuine struggle of recognition. The Nama has raised that, the Quran has raised it, the Christians, they raised this matter. Generally speaking, people say that we must be clear for some of the issues, that we are not hijacked, we are not too many in a South African situation, but they felt very strong that there are people who want to hijack this traditional leadership system of COINSAC. And then, but at the same time, say this screening method should be very non-discriminatory. Must be applied across the board correctly. But they've got a genuine fear that there are people who want to hijack that genuine struggle of recognition. And I hope that the bill, anyway, one way or another, scholars and professors will try to protect them. That Absugulo, who Andile suddenly is a koi. There's no screening. We can't say Andile is not a koi, but it's a self-identification. I'm a koi. Absugulo is not a koi anyway, Andile. Even if you look at him, he's not a koi anyway. But of course, can't be using a pen. You can't be using a pen. But generally, they were raising an issue that one way or another, they need to be protected. That their strike is not hijacked by the revivalist movement, generally, using them for political purposes. And then as we redraft it, it's very important that we consider that seriously. I'm not sure how we're going to do it in the field, but we must look at it seriously because I think they were very concerned. In these meetings now, sometimes people are not concerned. They simply dominate, speak, they have done research, they've never done research, some of them. And they went on to say that they know who are concerned. It's very easy on Christopher because their history is rich. They have a very documented history over here. They know very well how the traditional system works. But it would be very difficult for COINSAC to have a situation like that. I think they were raising these issues also that you must consider that. Meher.
Chair, you're giving a lot of commentary on this report, and I think that's incorrect because the report is not your report and it's not our report. It needs to reflect the views of the people, and basically what we need to decide as a committee and those people who attended the hearing is whether or not this report accurately reflects the views of the people in the hearing. It shouldn't reflect your views, and it shouldn't reflect my views, and it shouldn't reflect Honourable Matsepe's views. It needs to reflect their views. So can I ask that you refrain from commenting on the report, except insofar as you disagree that this reflects the views of the people that were in those hearings, because otherwise you're injecting your opinion onto a report that doesn't report on you.
No, it's not what I'm doing. I'm expanding on what people were saying.
Yes, Chair, but that's not your right at this point.
No.
At this point, we've got to decide whether or not we accept this report.
You were not there.
I know that I was not there, Chair.
Yeah. We can't allow a situation that we can't explain what people were saying.
Chair.
Not what we are saying. What people were saying. We must explain what people were saying.
Chair, you've spent the last 20 minutes talking, and I've listened to you, and I've heard your views. But they are your views,
not my views.
Yeah. On the point of order.
Not my views.
Can we protect the chairperson?
Can the chairperson and the chairperson?
As members of the committee, we have a right to protect the chairperson. Who think he's abused? I think we're moving in that wrong kind of direction. I would say, chairperson, that let's continue the way we were continuing. And if there are specific objections, let those specific objections be raised. But you can't have a situation where the meeting can't be facilitated anymore.
Chairperson, can I finish what I was saying?
Okay,
Chairperson, I'm not trying to stifle discussion or debate, but I am asking that we focus on the report and not your views. I'm asking that we look at the issues that are raised in the report, and if we go through each one and we say, yes, we agree that that was what was said, or no, we don't agree. And if we don't agree, then we need to expand on it. But if we agree that that contains the essence of what was discussed in the hearing, let's move on, because otherwise we are going to be sitting here listening to you for the next 2 hours with your views on traditional leadership, and that's not right. That's
we
not
are,
what this particular committee meeting is about.
We are not there for that reason. We are on page 12.
I agree, Chair.
And then we are about to close. There are issues that were raised by community. We must articulate them as community were raised in them. We must expand some of this because we have covered other areas that are main headings. There were a lot of motivation people were giving there. We can't be unfair to them that they come to a public hearing, we don't express their views. They were very clear on some of the proposals that we're putting forward. You can move to page 13. General delegation and traditional arrangement. I got my views anyway on this issue then. When we did it clause by clause, I will express my views. That now we are talking about the report.
That's what I'm saying.
And then because we are talking about the report must be expanded to be explained, to be understood, what people were saying.
Chairperson, you know, the problem really is that the member Mellon was not at the hearing. Not even to one of those hearings.
Well,
now we come.
I was at four of the hearings, actually. But Honourable Masondo was
in yesterday's committee meeting.
So he probably forgot about it.
No. Madam, I don't know. We have taken a much constructive way of approaching issues. Now we are reminding me of the old case in 1652. We shouldn't do that way. I think we are right to raise the issue that we are raising. But we are still going to go clause by clause. Then we express our views.
I agree.
What we are trying now to facilitate what people are saying. Your report can't cover hundreds of people in detail. There were fundamental issues that we're raising that we must explain in ourselves in order for us to understand broadly when we move with a report for clause by clause. I think that's the point that Honorable Masson is raising. Whether someone was there or not is a very important point, but let us move forward. We are at page 18 of 14. In fact, the 2 hours would never work because 30 minutes you are through with the report. And then page 13 or 14, chapter 5 is the last one. Those critical issues that were raised. Okay, I think Department General have given you the context, really. We have read the report, we have expanded on some of the issues that were raised by our people. And then we are going to deal with clause by clause, and we express our views. And then I agree on this one, I don't agree with this one, then that will be the issue that is going to take us as we move forward. When we are moving forward. The report colleagues is here and represent generally some of what people were raising. There's a video for colleagues who want to go for a meeting in Tutuwe. There's a video if you want to read, really look at it, what people were saying there. Because you can't capture everything. There were a lot of people were speaking. And you can't put everything in the report. It's just a broader summary of the report. And then the professor, that's how it works. When you professor, you know this. That you can't put everything that is said. You take the main issues. And then you expand on them, just to explain, to ensure that no one takes the wrong decision. Our people must be represented by us. We have got the right to speak on their behalf, too. And we must never speak on our behalf. We must speak on their behalf. And then otherwise there will be no need for members of parliament who can speak on behalf of all people. Namakos and they speak on behalf of traditional council, even if they didn't consult traditional council. Colleagues, that's how the public hearing report is all about. There's a detailed one. There are videos, there are recognitions, people are taking notes themselves. These notes and everything is going to assist us when we are dealing with clause by clause. We hope the department then is going to sit down, professor and then the DEGs, and then look at the report by communities, committee report, but also consider whether we can change things or not change things. And then the issue that they were raising also about separating the two, look at it really, come back to us. That could assist us a lot. Very soon, I think after mini plenaries, when we are going to start dealing with it clause by clause. We dealt with another one yesterday anyway for taking issues. It seems a lot of other bids that are outstanding from COXA, and then we must deal with them and just try to finalize them before the end of the year. In terms of the purpose of our report, is that the guiding issues, the more detailed report in individuals and everyone, if you want to know exactly what people were saying. But this is a summary of critical issues that they've raised in terms of the bill as elaborated yesterday also by Andy. I think we are fine with that. That's how we are fine. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm fine with what is captured in terms of the outcomes of the public hearing. But I don't know whether I would be jumping the gun, but I want to check now that I think that we had one or two outstanding interactions that we still had to go in terms of the bill. But two, there were written submissions that were to be sent to the office. Is that included in this report or not? If not, how can we then, how would it be possible to get a consolidated report of the consultation process, inclusive of extending interaction that is any, but also the written submissions that were to be forwarded to the office? I just wanted to check that,
I know that our team, the written submission has been captured in the report, but that there is written submission. I think what we should do is to circulate for members to read some of the written submission. But they were summarized also in the main document. Yes, sir.
To validate the report, will there be an opportunity for us as a committee plus department to have a view and to get the presentation made?
Well, what you do then, Baba, so that after this now, we've got a guide what people broadly say. And when we are dealing with clause by clause of the deal, we'll have then discussion, department will be there trying to finalize the whole issue that we're raising. We'll have another time to work it out.
Thank you, Chair. Two issues. First of all, I did ask yesterday that the department respond to the issues raised by the public before we go to clause by clause, so that when we go into that clause by clause, we have both sides of the argument. And I would request a briefing from the department in that regard, so that we have their input on record.
Yeah.
Chair, the second issue was during your analysis, for want of a better term, of the report. You mentioned that there was a meeting yesterday with traditional leaders, and I'm not aware of that meeting. I don't believe the committee is aware of that meeting. I certainly wasn't notified of any such meeting. So I'd like some input as to what that entailed and why that meeting occurred without the knowledge of the committee.
No, there was no meeting. We met with them here. They were here in the meeting. that they deliver, not a formalization at all.
So, Chair, then we can't take that as formal input to...
No, it's not a formal input.
Thank
you, Chair. I was assisting you. Close it. And we should deal with other issues. Okay. Okay. Can we... Babu Scott, how long does it take for you to start responding, preparing for the engagement and presentation based on what people were saying and then what is your view on some of the issues? But the point that I'm trying to get will be 2 weeks' time because we have to set up a meeting. Maybe in 2 weeks' time, you'll come and just have a response. But in that meeting, we'll be starting also a process of dealing with clause by clause. And then Baha is raising the issue of Fredendal. What's Fredendal? That we didn't go to Fredendal. And then there was, I think we were called back to Parliament. We're called back to Parliament and then we have to abandon all that and come back to Parliament. I'm not sure if there's still material in there to also assist us. Whether the report general would miss anything if we don't go to President. Because in other areas anyway, we also instructed to cut the number of public hearing because of finances problem.
No, Chair. What I was trying to get to is that if we had made any undertaking with any particular grouping that would meet and entertain their views on the bill, that we'd be in a position to do so. Otherwise, if we don't, we will then fall foul of not having listened to a particular group or community who would then be excluded from the whole legislative process.
Oh,
so that's what I was trying to get.
MPs. I'm an MP.
And the commitment, Chair, the point that the party was made by committee member Mteto, and it was reinforced by the honourable member that was said, we will endeavour to interact with traditional leaders. So what I think needs to be done from the office is to try and clarify how that is going to happen. But obviously, I mean, we can't go again to every province and so on. But there may be a process that ensures, a platform that ensures that happens. So we lead to the commitments that we made.
So where the House of Traditional Leaders and COINS and Council will meet with them, have a discussion. Now we have a broader sense of what the communities say, independently of Amakos. And then we'll hear them and engage with them. Professor, we are going to engage with them, of course, okay. But houses, not provincial houses, the national houses, traditional houses, are a discussion. I don't know what
this issue, Chair, we must be very careful. This issue of a department responding to the public input, must be very careful in dealing with it. While it's good to know what's the view of the department, but I don't think, Chair, it should come before we look at the other issues, because I don't want to, otherwise we'd be distracted by things that was not supposed to be in the main of the bill. If we want to meet the department, we'll meet the department separately. I'm trying to say, Chair, let's not find ourselves having two reports now. Report of the department here, this side, and the other report, this side. we must be very careful when we are dealing with those reports in that fashion. Otherwise, we must go back and allow everybody else to respond, or we must respond.
Chairperson, with all due respect to my honourable colleague, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm not asking for another report. I'm not asking for us to reopen the public participation or anything like that. I'm asking for the department's views on the issues raised by the people in the public hearing. In other words, I'm asking them to say, well, you raised X, Y, and Z. This is a good thing, and we should include it. Or this is not good, and here are the reasons why it's not good. I'm asking for what their opinion is on the issues that have been raised. Otherwise, we don't know how they are feeling about what has been raised by the communities. It's very important that we get both sides of the story. You know, they've put a presentation out there in the form of a draft bill. People have said, here are our opinions. Now the department must say, well, we agree with this, this, and this, and we don't agree with this, this, and this. And that then allows us as the committee to make an informed decision as to whether or not we include it or don't include it when we go through the clause by clause. Otherwise, we end up in a situation where we only take one side or the other's opinion. And we really need a balanced approach to this. I'm not asking for a second report. I'm asking for input on the issues that have been raised by the community.
No, Honourable Melham, I think we are making a point. Just to make a short point, though, the bill now belongs to Parliament. Only Parliament can amend the bill the way it wants to amend the bill. The departments, I think, Melham, the point that you are making, would be invited also to make their contribution like any other person. Can't go back to the department. Is there a parliamentary process now? With Melham that is going to amend it, the community says this, what is our view as a committee? We work it out, say no, we think community here, we can engage them further to hear what is the issues. But Melham now have to take decision on the bill. The department has made the bill, they propose it, is here now, is in parliament. In parliament, we have to deal with the bill until it passes or rejects it, or whatever way that you want. But it's a parliamentary process now. We can't have another process for department saying, I'm not agreeing yet. It won't happen. In parliament now, we'll say that this is our view. Department, of course, like people who are come to the portfolio committee, they'll come in and say, no, here it is our view on this one. But we met him now in charge. The process, and I think we're allowing everyone to express a view on that issue. I think there will be no harm in doing it. But everything now belongs to your committee. You are the one that have gone to public, we have a public hearing. Department have done their work. Then now they will have to come like any other person who can come to say, I want to persuade the committee to consider this and this. But they'll come here, not in public hearing now, as they're accounting to us. But everything now depends on the committee. The committee can accept this public hearing, all of them as they are. Department can't do anything now because it's a general, it's a parliamentary lawmaking process. I think Madam is saying allow them also to express it as they come clause by clause. And I think the point has been made. I think the right important answer is we can't have two reports. The report is one. Now what we are doing is to engage people in the drafting of the bill and amending it as we move forward. But everything is in the hands of Honorable Melham as a member now of the committee. And then Professor, that's how it's going to work. And in the next meeting, when we invite, of course, we will fight first the readiness. But ourselves, colleagues, we have to work it out. I know that in many plenaries can be difficult to have meetings. And I hope they won't start in the morning. If they start in the morning until late, I think then we won't have time at all to meet again to start working on this one. And the department must work on issues that are necessary for them. The committee will have to read all the submissions that they want to formulate more views on it. The debate right now is among the members of the committee. That's the debate of the committee now. Melham will come in and say, remove the Zinduna, you don't want Zinduna, says put in Zinduna, that is going to be debated by a committee. Of course, we'll be informed by the set where department people, NGO sector that have made a good input, all of us, I think we are going to do it on that. And again, colleagues, just to say, I think the NGO also played a very critical role in our public hearing. the work, the legwork, the rural people organization. I think they have made very constructive contribution to the process, and they appreciated that a lot. Let us prepare ourselves at Emancipa now to start the work. It just we have to look at the program, how the program of Parliament is going to process that one of matter. To start and say, this day, we'll start dealing with the clause by clause, taking into consideration what the people have to say. I think it will be fine to do that. I know that Melham also raised the question of minutes yesterday. And in our next meeting, we're going to have the minutes that day already. We are going to have the minutes and the, of the committee to discuss. Any other issue that you want to raise, Honourable Melham, you are fine?
Fine.
We are fine. And, posting, Sebekul, Natemasipi, Mema Lurega, Baha. We are fine. Honourable Mason, Honourable Mtetu, Honourable Mtube.
Yeah, thanks.
Sometimes I forgot about you and your corner.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I didn't get on the issue of consultation, Emala Shed in particular, because according to the report, some of the people of Emala Shed were unable to go to Kwah. What happened? I'm lost. Thanks.
Well, I think it was an administrative issue. I think the secretary would have explained. That broadly really was the question of the transport. Transport went there to collect people. People were not in correct point. Because they're always collecting points. Because you can't collect people house by house. You decide that you're going to be in Spa. When taxis and or Kumbis went there, they drove there, they found no one, and they have to come back and they took some of the food. That is a bigger issue that happened, Babulo. Babutu. Was not an issue of not going. I think some came, some not. And but it was a real pick-up point problem. Because if you are pick-up at 7, you are there at 8:30, surely you will be left behind. I think that was an issue that happened. And then that's an issue. Okay, colleagues. We can now agree that we are adjourning the meeting. Melham proposes to turn to a second. The meeting is adjourned.
Putting words in my mouth.
I'm assisting you. Because I know that you wanted to raise your hand to propose. Let me speed it up.